In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The White House wants from Congress $29 billion in disaster aid for Puerto Rico. As for the recovery effort, there's the official account in which day by day gas lines are shrinking and supermarkets are reopening. But talk to people on the ground and some are seeing little progress. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is just back from Puerto Rico. What did you hear from people?
People are tired. There's still a lot of shock, a lot of emotion when people are talking about this storm. But even more so, its aftermath. So remember, Maria made landfall September 20th, and still less than 10% of people in Puerto Rico have power. Less than half have water. They're struggling to get food. And they say they're just not seeing much aid. I met Roberto Leon from Ponce in the San Juan airport.
Where I live, there's no food in the grocery stores. There's a lot of people, I can see people getting anxious and maybe getting to that point after 2 weeks that they're not getting any help. In my hometown, I don't see any help.
Roberto's a flight attendant. He's headed to Houston to go back to work. But many, many more people were leaving with one-way tickets. So before the storm, it was often young people leaving Puerto Rico looking for work, going to school. Yesterday, it was striking how many elderly folks were waiting to leave.
Now, while Puerto Ricans are evacuating to the mainland, skilled workers are traveling to Puerto Rico to aid repairs. What can you tell us about the labor shortage there?
I flew down to San Juan with nearly 300 union workers. United Airlines actually donated a flight to get them there. Basically, the mayor of San Juan sent a wish list of sorts to the AFL-CIO for a bunch of skilled workers. We're talking truck drivers, people who can operate forklifts, cranes, nurses, electricians. They're all volunteering their time and hoping that the mayor's office can put them to work for a couple weeks. Miguel Mondesi is a sanitation worker from the Bronx.
At the moment, we have no idea what are we going to do. They asked us if we have experience moving debris, driving trucks, driving heavy equipment.
And he does. He's originally from Puerto Rico, so he's especially eager to help. But this is yet another challenge in this recovery, getting the right people in the right places with the right supplies so that they can get to work.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, just back from Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thanks, David.